We'll be turning with me to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. I want us to read here of an account that Luke records for us, from which I believe we can learn many lessons. Luke records, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is to come to seek and to save that which was lost." We had a sermon a few weeks ago concerning Luke's praiseworthy publicans. Zacchaeus was one of those. But I want us to take a closer look at Zacchaeus and learn some lessons from him. It's of interest here that Jesus says, "This day is salvation come to this house." He speaks of something here of great importance happening on that day. And friends, what that means for Zacchaeus is that he could look back and see a lot of changes that day had brought forth. So the title of our sermon this evening is "The Difference a Day Makes." Everything can change in the course of one day. We want to really hit home in this country. All we have to do is bring up 9/11. Things changed that day. We want to go back a little bit further. We can talk about the day that will forever live in infamy, Pearl Harbor. Things changed on those days. Friends, you think about the day that you obeyed the gospel. Did things not change that day? Oh, the difference a day makes. When we look at Zacchaeus and this day when the Lord came to see him, we see, number one, that here is a man. He began as a man, but he became as a boy. Yes, he's called a man in verse 2. But notice his actions. His actions were not those normally of a grown man. In his desire to see Jesus, he does those things that are like a boy. Friends, I haven't climbed a tree since I was about 14 or 15 years old. And then it was to get away from a dog. You think about Zacchaeus here. Here's a grown man, and he takes off running, and you know grown men don't run unless they have to. He takes off running so that he can get ahead of the crowd and he can climb a tree. This man became as a boy. He had gone back to his younger days. He ran and climbed, verse 4. He ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree. You know as well as I do, it's not usual to see a man running unless there's an emergency or eagerness. Friends, aren't we to become as little children, Matthew 18 and verse 3? Except ye be converted and become as little children, Jesus says there. Friends, we are to have the humility of a child and the desire of a child, 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. We need to desire the sincere milk of the Word as a newborn babe. Friends, Zacchaeus manifests that very attitude. He was so eager and so wanted to see our Lord and our Savior, he ran and he climbed. He started as a man, but he became as a boy. Number two, when we look at this account of Zacchaeus, we notice that he began in a crowd, but he is singled out as an individual. Notice verse 3 once more. "And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature." He was hemmed in, so to speak. by the crowd. He could not get to a point where he could see Jesus. And so we see him there in the middle of this crowd. He's one among many as we find ourselves in groups, classes, or crowds. But Jesus singled him out. And notice here that not only did Jesus single him out, he called him by name. As to our knowledge, Jesus had never met this man, but he knew him. Called him by name. Friends, it becomes a matter of the individual, an individual responsibility. When it comes to making the choice as to whether or not I obey the gospel, that's up to me. That's not up to mom and dad. That's not up to grandma and grandpa. That's not up to my aunts and uncles or my brothers and sisters. That's up to me as to whether or not I obey the gospel. It's an individual responsibility. The crowd killed Christ, but individuals did so. Acts 22 through 38. Notice what Peter's response there. When they say, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter's response, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. It's an individual responsibility. Peter said as much there. Friends, this church, this congregation, there's a church collection, but it's in each one of you or every one of you. Faith is an individual matter. We go to Mark 16, and Jesus says, he that believeth and is baptized. Friends, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Repentance is individual. Confession is individual. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Baptism is individual. Acts 2, 38 and 22, 16. Absolutely, Jesus saves, friends, but it's by baptism. What a difference a day makes. We continue to look at Zacchaeus. I want you to notice with me verses 9 and 10 once more. And Jesus said unto him, this day of salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Friends, Zacchaeus began as a lost man. He began as a man lost in sin, and yet what did he end up as one? He ended up as one saved. Jesus said, today has salvation come to this house. The Lord says here, verse 9, that he was saved. And friends, that implies that he had been lost. He had gone from lost to saved in a matter of a day. And friends, that means that when one is lost, he's in the wrong place in his relationship to God and right. Something has to change. That's true of all lost people. They're not where they need to be in their relationship to God. Look with me if you will. Keep a finger there at Luke 19. Let's turn over to Luke 15. Here's a great illustration concerning being lost. Luke 15 and verse 4, we read, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? Why is that one lost? Friends, he's lost because he's out of place. He's not where he's supposed to be. And it's not until he's restored unto that 99, it's not until he's placed into that 99 to become part of the whole once more that he's back in that right relationship. If the shepherd loses one, if it's out of place, then it's not in that right relationship. But now here at the end, Zacchaeus started out of place. By the end of the day, the Lord says unto him, salvation has come unto this house. He's now in the right place before God. But notice as well, number four. that Zacchaeus began the day with duties incomplete, but he ended the day with resolution to do the right thing. Notice again verse 8 of chapter 19. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." Friends, we learn here about the character of Zacchaeus twofold. We learn about his character before this day occurred. We learned about his character after Jesus had come into this house. Publicans were not known for their trustworthiness. I believe Zacchaeus could probably be put in that number until this day. He had things left undone, but now he's made a resolution to do what's right. There are deficiencies in life. Zacchaeus, for instance, had money that was not his. But before the day was over, he'd take care of the matter. And Jesus says of him, that shows him to be a true son of Abraham. Friends, we may have things that are amiss in our lives. What wouldn't we do as Zacchaeus and make a resolution to make those things right? To get into the right relationship that we need to have with God. Finally, I want you to notice as well, Zacchaeus began as the host. But friends, it ended with him being the guest. Zacchaeus began as the host, but it ended with him as guest. Of course, Zacchaeus would provide food, but friends, the Lord provided something much greater. The Lord provided salvation. For you see, verse 10 tells us that he had come to seek and to save that which was lost. He had done that with Zacchaeus. He brought salvation to that house. Whereas Zacchaeus had provided the spiritual, or the physical food, Christ, who had come to his house, had provided him with the much needed spiritual. Notice with me Revelation 3 and verse 20. Revelation 3 and verse 20. I want you to notice what the Lord says here. May it be a message to each of us concerning how the Lord provides. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him." Don't miss the last phrase. "And he with me." We learn a great lesson from Zacchaeus in his humility, his eagerness just even to see Jesus. But friends, the Lord continues even today to provide the spiritual necessities. And we may have communion with Him if we obey His gospel. In the wake of that day, in the wake of Jesus coming to the house of Zacchaeus, you have a rejoicing soul. You have one who is confident rather than just curious. You see a happy home rather than just a rich one. And friends, you see a bright prospect because of what happened that day. Oh, the difference a day makes. Let's put away our Bibles. Let's take out our song books. Be ready to sing the invitation song here in just a moment. In Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, we have a great account of a man who became as a boy. A man who started in a crowd but was singled out as an individual. A man who was lost but ended as one saved. A man with duties incomplete but ended with a resolution to do the right thing. And a man who began as the host, but ended as guest. Friends, would you make changes this day? Would you make today, in a manner of speaking, the beginning of the rest of your life, as it was that day for Zacchaeus? Friend, if you're here this evening having never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, this day can make a difference. If you will choose to accept the gospel message, which tells us what we must do to be saved, in hearing His Word, believing in Christ, repenting of sin, confessing His name, and being baptized, immersed in water for the forgiveness of sins. Would you do those things this evening? Would you allow the blood of Jesus Christ to make that change in your life? Friend, are you here having done those things? Have you fallen away? Changes need to be made with you as well. Would you make that change? Would you repent and come home? Be the Lord's once again. What a difference a day makes. Would you come now while we stand and while we sing?